Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anxiety and stress at LAX as flight restrictions go into effect.
It's a pretty big mess, and it's only going to get worse over the next few days.
Even if you can get on your first flight, you might not be able to get on your second flight.
I literally showed up here 6 hours before my flight, just in case.
Hopefully we are able to travel for the holidays, but if not, we'll be in LA safe and sound.
Blasting Arnold Schwarzenegger for his role or lack of a role in the campaign against Prop 50.
He doesn't have the courage of his convictions. It's pathetic and basically cowardly.
This is the LA Local for Friday, November 7th, 2025, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, James Tuck. Coming up on the Local, ugly recriminations are the order of the day after the Prop 50 measure on redistricting scores a thumping win with the voters. What went wrong for the No campaign? And is one of the most famous movie stars in the world partially to blame? I'll get into that in a fascinating chat with one of the leading figures behind the scenes in the California Republican Party. Also, I might mention the Grammy nominations, but somewhat grudgingly. More on that too later. But first, the predictions of airport chaos today at LAX and around the nation are not totally coming true. That's because the FAA late last night said 4% of flights would be cancelled, not the original 10% figure we were given. However, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the system will build up to a 10% cancellation rate by next Friday, as flights are cut back for safety reasons. It's all because of air traffic staffing problems during the government shutdown. So how about the people caught in the middle, the travellers in the terminals at LAX? Are John Baird getting their views?
I'm very worried about it. We actually stood at the Hyatt Hotel just to make sure that we were going to be here early enough in case, you know,
something happened.
Delays. Yeah.
Where are you going?
Hawaii.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible.
I know. My first time, too.
When are you coming back?
Next week, Tuesday.
Are you worried about that one?
I'm more worried about getting there. I'll figure it out when I come back.
Did you have plans over the holidays?
I did. I was going to go to Mexico, and now I'm staying here in California.
If it cancellation did happen, I was just going to find myself at the bar, you know, and just drink it up. I mean, what's the worst, you know, what can you do?
Yeah. When do you come back?
Monday.
You worried about that one?
No, because I'll find myself at the bar again. So, you know what?
We're going to Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. So, were you concerned about the cancellation issue when you came to the airport?
A little bit, but we're not canceled. We're good to go.
What about coming home?
We haven't heard. We're coming home in a week.
Your vacation down there?
Yes.
So if you get stuck in Costa Rica, that's not a bad place.
Things could be worse than that.
Actually, I am Canadian. I came here for a visit. I'm heading back home now. So,
keeping your fingers crossed.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I literally showed up here 6 hours before my flight just in case I I don't miss it. Yeah.
We also talked with a couple of experts about what to expect as the shutdown drags on, and so too do these flight problems. First, Joe Brancatelli, who runs a business travel website. Joe sent me.
The one thing we have realized is that what the airlines are canceling first are the regional flights. So if you have a flight from LAX on United or American or Delta, but it's actually being operated, your ticket says, by SkyWest or Endeavor or some airline you've never heard of because it's the regional airline, you're most at risk. The vast majority of flight cancellations we've seen today, and that means through the weekend as well, will be on the smaller regional airlines. We think they have the schedule in place for the weekend when the 4% rule went in. Okay, again, which they didn't tell us about until last night, that it was 4% and not 10% that they announced on Wednesday. What I would have is a plan B, especially if you need to make a connection. Make sure you know what your other options are to fly. That's the big problem. Even if you can get on your first flight, you might not be able to get on your second flight because it was so heavily delayed.
Also chipping in, airline expert Julian Keel.
It's a pretty big mess, and it's only going to get worse over the next few days. Right now, only 4% of the nation's flights have been canceled. That's going to rise over the next few days up to 10%. We're talking about thousands of flights that are usually in the air that will not be flying a few days from now, and that is absolutely going to lead to a cascading effect of delays and cancellations across the whole country.
All right, so what about the airlines themselves? They're getting hit by the shutdown, and do you see them putting some pressure on lawmakers here?
Well, the airlines absolutely want this to be all over. It is affecting their businesses. They are having to offer customers refunds. Right now, all the U.S. major airlines are offering refunds to customers, even if their flights are not yet affected. They're trying to get people out of the system before they have angry passengers on their hands. So if there's anyone that wants this to be over more than the airlines, I haven't met them.
Julian talking with our Larry Perel. The landslide win for Prop 50 on redistricting was not only a big personal victory for Governor Newsom, it's also triggered a war of words within the state Republican Party. GOP critics have been scathing about the limited role in the No campaign of former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, and a number of voices are calling for the California GOP chair, Corinne Rankin, to resign. They say she ran an incompetent campaign against Prop 50. The critics include San Diego area Republican state lawmaker Carl DeMaio, who's a former radio talk show host. He did not mince his words on KNX News.
If Corinne Rankin was in the private sector, she'd be terminated immediately. You know, she earns $350,000 for a party that has no money. The donors have abandoned her, and so she saw a big payday with millions of dollars coming from Washington, skimmed off the top, ran lousy junk mail programs, did not do canvassing or real grassroots deployments. And guess what? People are reporting throughout California that they're receiving mailers from the Republican Party 2 days after the election. They're getting mailers urging them to vote no on Prop 50. She's inept. She's in over her head. And if we don't make these changes now to actually get competent people at the state party, we're going to have an awful midterm election. And I don't want that to happen. That's why I'm speaking out. It's not popular to speak out and tell your party that they're not doing a good job and that the party chair should resign. Doesn't win friends. But I believe that I have to speak out on behalf of California Republican voters and all the good candidates that want to run this cycle, because they are going to be let down by the incompetence that we see presently in the state party.
Strong words there. Rankin responded to her critics at a Sacramento news conference, insisting it was a well-run campaign.
We left it all on the field. We did a robust mail program. You know, our job is to message to Republicans and make sure that Republicans are turning out. We've sent about 10 mailers. We've spent millions on digital ads, on YouTube ads, text messaging campaign. We left it all on the field. And I think we did an excellent job. I'm very proud of the work that the California Republican Party did.
Now, about that strong criticism of Arnold Schwarzenegger. It came from leading party figure Sean Steele, an Orange County lawyer who is one of the three California members on the RNC, the Republican National Committee. He talked with me about his long history with Schwarzenegger.
I've known Arnold a long time. I was state chairman when I initiated a recall against Governor Gray Davis And Arnold was cool. He told me personally in his office at Oak Studios that, you know, I got to finish up Terminator 3, and I agreed that, there were questions that had to be answered. And he did Terminator 3, and then he suddenly announced he's running for governor when we got the signatures. Very opportunistic. As soon as we got the signatures, raised money, and people wanted to get rid of Gray Davis. First time, by the way, a major governor's ever been recalled in the history of America, and that was fun. But Arnold came in and made a lot of promises. He was probably one of my most exciting prospects in California history outside of Ronald Reagan, and then he became a lethargic, get-along, pointless deal-maker with Democrats, and he was very disappointing. So I didn't even watch an Arnold movie after he got out of office in 2010. And then I thought, my God, he's back. He stands for something. He's he wants to do something useful. And then he did a couple of social media posts, and he could have been on the ballot as a formal opponent of Proposition 50. And he just did nothing. So sadly, he's pretty much of a nothing burger. And if he disinvites me from his annual Christmas party, it's his loss, not mine.
There we go. And I also saw you called him cowardly.
Yeah. He doesn't have the courage of his conviction. Remember, the one thing he'd like to think he's a reformer, but it's more important which parties he gets invited to, I guess, because he was a big proponent of the independent commissions, and he stood for them in 2008, 2010, which is admirable, but he's even walked away from that. So, it's pathetic and basically cowardly.
On to the Prop 50 and the aftermath and everything, obviously everyone looking ahead to the midterms now and gearing up for that and campaigning and, lots of pieces to that, both nationally and locally. But I was seeing in the same LA Times piece where, they quoted you, they also quoted a state lawmaker saying he wants the state GOP chair Corinne Rankin to resign. There's some calls for that. What's your view on that?
Well, it was a bad deck of cards, no matter how you look at it. And Carl DeMaio is my favorite bomb thrower. He throws bombs, and they're not lethal. He's calls himself basically a firebrand. So, I'm not in favor of throwing out people because of loss of a very predictable election. I was fortunate enough to be the guy that raised $11 million for the party, and they trusted me. And the trouble is, it wasn't much of a not much of a show. You can't do much TV in this, the most expensive media market in the country. And so we had to go the cheaper route, and still wouldn't make a difference. But nationally, I feel much stronger about where our position's going to be. And in terms of the midterms next year, it's way too early to predict. I know that Trump has set aside a huge war chest. I think the party's engaged. We're going to probably pick up a couple of U.S. senators, and those, so that looks good. But with all the new Republicans that are being created in these new congressional seats in Florida, North Carolina, Kansas, Indiana, Texas, it's going to make a difference. There'll be more Republicans in the House than there will be this time. California's the outlier, and I live in the outlier.
People have said, okay, Prop 50's passed. There will be court challenges and so on. But let's say Prop 50 stays in place. The maps are redrawn. And when it comes to the midterms, do you think it will end up with 5 Democrats added, or do you think we're in for some surprises? I mean, you've been, as we've been talking, you've been around a long time. You've been watching these maps shape shift, I suppose you'd say. But what do you think? Do you think they're going to get, the Democrats are going to hit their target of all 5, or may we be in for some sort of shock?
It'll be 4 or 5 highly likely. We've got several feisty incumbents that don't want to give it up too easily, and who knows what the mood of the electorates are going to be. I think people in by-elections vote when they're angry. In presidential elections, they vote for hope. So it'll be an angry election in 2026. The question is, who's going to be angrier? Right now, the progressive left Marxist faction is dominating. Now the socialist hard left is going to have a chance to show their wares. I don't know if that wares well or not in the next year, but I certainly wouldn't want to put my money on that. I don't think it's a good bet. But more importantly, in litigation, there is a decent chance the U.S. Supreme Court is going to throw out racial gerrymandering, and that's what we have in half our seats in California. In fact, in 30 states. And if the Supreme Court does it early, like January, there's going to be 30 state legislatures that have to read all their map and quit engaging in the game of race gerrymandering. That in fact, California, we could have, and I'm not exaggerating, 3 different congressional maps in California in 9 months. Wouldn't that be wild? So you've got these 4 guys that are running in this district. Oh, no, no, no. Now it's out of Orange County. It's in Long Beach. Oh, no, no. We have to change it back. And we're going to, you know, so there's a lot of uncertainty. That's kind of what makes politics fun.
Finally, yes, this is what we call a kicker in journalism. The last story that you see as fluff or entertainment or that really doesn't matter very much in the great scheme of things. And here I must declare my personal bias. I do not watch the Grammys. I do not know who many of the stars are and could not care less. But in my defense, I am a lot older than most people. Not the right demographic, really. Well, the Grammy nominations came out today, and once again, there were a bewildering number of categories and a bewildering number of names thrown at us. Now, I have listened to Kendrick Lamar with 2 sons in their 20s. It's hard to avoid that. And his music is pretty good. And he got the most nominations. KNX News got the view of LA Times pop music critic Michael Wood. And as an aside, can you really criticize pop music? Just asking. Anyway, Michael is a good guy. He knows his stuff. Here's what he had to say.
Look, there's no Taylor. There's no Beyonce. There's no Adele. The 3 of them, you know, I just crunched some numbers. This is the first time since, I think it was 2003, that none of them were nominated for Grammys. And that's just because they didn't have projects out in the eligibility window. But the upshot is that there's more room for other artists.
But will you have heard of those other artists? Well, some of them. Bad Bunny, Sabrina Carpenter, there are 2. The 68th Annual Grammy Awards will be handed out on February 1st, and once again, it will be televised by CBS TV. Hope you have fun watching! Today's LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. This is James Tuck signing off for now. Good night, good luck, and cheers!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.